Today, we're broadcasting from the local gas utility to explore how natural gas gets from the ground to your home or business to be used for heating and cooking.
That's right. Natural gas is formed over millions of years as high pressure deep underground turns organic material into natural gas. The gas is reached by drilling into the earth, and then it is piped around the country to local utilities like this one.
Gael, what's that guy doing over there?
He's sniffing the natural gas that has been stenched.
There is a bit of a stench around here. But doesn't natural gas just smell naturally like, well, gas?
No. Actually, natural gas is made up mostly of methane, which doesn't smell. In order for us to snuff out potentially dangerous gas leaks, stinky sulfur compounds have to be added to natural gas. A chemical commonly used for this is called mercaptan. The process of adding the stink is called stenching.
Okay, so what's that guy doing over there?
He's a rhino analyst.
Oh, you mean in addition to this job, he studies rhinos in the zoo?
No, rhino comes from the Greek for nose. And after instruments indicate that the added sulfur compounds have made the gas sufficiently stinky, rhino analysts use their uniquely sensitive sniffers to make the final check before the gas goes out into the local mains.
Phew, I can tell it stinks from here. I think I'd rather study rhinos.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.